Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
And bless the name of the Lord. Praise God on today. We thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Amen. This is our seventh day, our Sabbath day service. Bless the name of the Lord. Out of the mouth of God ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Texas California connection is in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Have tag teamed on the devil today. Praise God. On a handicap match. Out of the mouth of God ministries. We bless the name of the Lord on today, and we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody who is tuned in on today. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we just want to come together today and just praise you. We want to come together today and magnify you. We want to come together today and lift you up, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we want you to know we adore you on today. There's none like you. None can stand beside you or sit beside you. Hallelujah. You stand alone. Glory to God. And we love you on today. We bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, the revelation knowledge you are about to drop into our spirits, the revelation knowledge you are about to drop, hallelujah, into our souls. We thank you for it on today, and we praise you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We thank God. Amen. For everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, if you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, if you're out there on Instagram, if you're on YouTube, Facebook, we thank God for all of you on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah Ministries. Amen. Praise God. Featured here. Amen. On the number one prayer line in the world, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Amen. And of course, today we have the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship with my brother in Christ, hallelujah, the Holy Apostle, Eldon Curry. Praise God, will be joining us. Amen. Bringing forth the word of God on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to call in and join us, amen, that information should be on your screen. If it's not, praise God, you can dial 516-666-9967. That's 516-666-9967. If you have a testimony, a prayer request on today, amen, you can also put your prayer request in the comments, amen, and we will put those before the throne of grace on today. Praise God. We're going to open up with a scripture, amen. If you're new, you haven't been here before, praise God, that's good. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because those that have been here before, amen, are familiar with the passage of scripture I'm about to go to. Praise God. We're going to Psalms 100 on today. Praise God. Psalms 100, amen. Praise God. Reading out of the King James Version on today. Praise God. It reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. Hallelujah. We want to look at verse 5 real quick. Hallelujah. The previous four verses, amen, are telling us the attitude we're supposed to have when we come into the presence of God. And I always describe it as an attitude of gratitude. We should be grateful for everything God has done in our lives, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We should appreciate what he's done, and we should appreciate what he didn't do, praise God, hallelujah, because usually he didn't do something we wanted, hallelujah, because he knew if he did something we wanted, it would hinder what he wanted. And y'all don't hear me, praise God, hallelujah. And we sitting there wondering, why did this fail? Why did this not go through? Why did this not work out? Hallelujah, praise God. Because God said, I didn't mean for it to work out. If that would have worked out, then what I got for you wouldn't have worked out. In other words, Jesus said it like this. If you find your life, you're going to lose your life. Well, what does that mean? If I go out and fulfill what I think is my destiny, glory to God, what I think are my dreams, hallelujah, amen, and I go pursue that, and I achieve what I call success, glory to God, hallelujah, I done missed the whole path, because God had a different path for me to go on, hallelujah, that's why in the book of Joshua, he said, hallelujah, you can achieve good success, because all success ain't good, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. So we should be thankful, amen. Another scripture says that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So everything that's going on in your life, whether you feel it's good, whether you feel it's bad, it's all working together for your good, not for God's good. We got to pay attention. God said all this stuff is working together for your good. Hallelujah, I got it working out for you. That's why in Jeremiah he said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. So when David is telling us all this, to come in praising him, amen, to bless his name, hallelujah, to acknowledge him, praise God, he's telling us all this for one reason, hallelujah, amen, and that's verse number 5, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Everything that's working out, hallelujah, is working out for your good. Praise God. And there's a lot of things we went through as children. We couldn't understand, why am I going through this? Why am I being picked on? Hallelujah. Well, why are they saying I'm ugly? Praise God. Hallelujah. Why I can't, hallelujah, get along with the teachers? Praise God. Why I'm failing in school? Praise God. Because God was molding you and shaping you in the fire. And how many of you know when you're in the fire, it's hot? Praise God. When the Hebrew boys was in the fire, it said they didn't get burnt. It said they didn't smell like smoke. Hallelujah. But they didn't say it wasn't hot. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But that heat, hallelujah, praise God, is what's molding you. That heat, hallelujah, is what's shaping you. That heat is what's burning off the things, amen, that God, hallelujah, says, amen, you don't need. When you get a gold nugget, praise God, hallelujah, it's got some chemical compounds besides the gold mixed with the gold. Hallelujah. And in order for me to get this out the gold, first I got to heat the gold up and melt it. Glory to God. And during this process, hallelujah, it's going to get hot. Praise God. But then I'm able to separate, hallelujah, everything that isn't gold from the gold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I'm able to take it and shape it. Oh, glory to God. Some of y'all been through the fire already. Hallelujah. And you just coming out of the cold. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you getting ready to get dipped in that water. Oh, glory to God. See, when you get dipped in the water, that's what cements it. That's what makes it concrete. That's what makes it hard, the cool down process. Somebody need to thank God for the cool down process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You already been through the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now it's time for the cool down. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you're going to shine like gold. Hallelujah. Because God is good. And then he say his mercy is everlasting. His mercy. And every time I messed up, he forgave me. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When people didn't forgive me. Hallelujah. When parents didn't forgive me. Hallelujah. When mates didn't forgive me, God forgave me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We should be thankful that his mercy is everlasting, even if yours ain't. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's truth. Hallelujah. His truth endureth. Hallelujah. For a little time. No, that ain't what it say. His truth endureth for a short time. No, that ain't what it say. His truth endureth for a generation. No, that ain't what it say. It say his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. That means as long as the earth remains, glory to God, God is going to be merciful. As long as there's breath in your lungs, God is going to show you mercy. God is going to show you grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is going to do what he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. Because his truth don't never run out. Hallelujah. Ain't no limit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't no limit to his mercy. Ain't no limit to his grace. Ain't no limit to his goodness. Hallelujah. That's why we praise him. That's why we magnify him. Glory to God. Because he is the God of all gods. Hallelujah. There is none like him and none beside him. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we should be grateful despite our situation. Because if you think your situation is bad, go talk to somebody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You looking at the outside, amen, and don't realize on the inside, hallelujah, they dead man bones. You looking at the house. You looking at the car in the driveway. You looking at how cute their spouse is. Praise God, how cute their kids are. Hallelujah. But you don't know behind closed doors, they all going through hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All money ain't good money, and everything that good ain't gold. And the only reason the grass is more green on the other side is because the water bill is high over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might realize if you hear somebody else's testimony, if you take the time to put yourself out the way and hear what somebody else is going through, hallelujah, you might realize your situation ain't as bad as you thought it was. Glory to God. And for that, you should praise him. Hallelujah. For that, you should magnify him. For that, you should lift him up. Hallelujah. Because he is truly worthy. Praise God to be praised. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. For God being good. Amen. God being merciful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have, amen. Praise God. That was Psalms 100, verse 5. Hallelujah. If you're just not tuning in, praise God, you have tuned in, hallelujah, to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, hallelujah, featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen, headed up, hallelujah, by my brother in Christ, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God, hallelujah, amen, who will be joining us, amen, shortly, praise God, with a word from God, hallelujah, on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God all today for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Praise God. Amen. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes. I'm going to play this joint for y'all. Hallelujah. He is the living word. Bless the name
of
the Lord.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on us, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread
and down some gold. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
word. Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
Amen, amen. We thank God on today. We are back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of God Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. I do apologize to those of you that were on social media. Praise God. I had to stop and restart. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We do not allow to play music on social media. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I had to pause it. But we are back. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for everybody that's tuning in. This is Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministries. Amen. Praise God. And getting ready to bring forth a word from the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. None other than Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you. Hallelujah. In a mighty way on today.
Amen. Somebody everywhere, amen. Give God glory. Amen. Give him praise this morning. Amen. Let us thank him for his goodness and his mercy toward us. Amen. Praise God. Forgive me, y'all. Amen. I'm coming in a little late. Amen. But praise God. I'm here. And thank you, Elder. Amen. I give God glory and the praise this morning for his loving kindness and turn to mercies. Amen. There is an awesome word from the Lord this morning. Come on and give our God praise. Come on, give him glory. Somebody shout hallelujah in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. If you love him this morning, come on and give him the glory. Come on and give him the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. He is worthy of all praise and honor. Amen. We magnify him this morning. Amen. I want you to come with me right quickly. Amen. And give a shout out to my dear brother and his wife. Amen. To my wife and the kids this morning. Amen. To God be all the glory.
Bless you,
Elder. Amen. Come on, let's jump into the Word of God. Amen. Let's go first to Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 10. You get that shout, amen. 6:10.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And let's have a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you on this Sabbath day. Lord God, speak to our hearts as only you can, Lord. Amen. That our minds may be transformed in your presence. Father, we bring your word, God. Amen. Only your word can bring healing. Only your word can bring life. We need your word this morning, God, as every morning, God, as every day that you allow us to get on this line, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the continuation of your word and the things that we have heard thus far. We thank you, Father, and we give you the praise and the glory. Lord, lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen, because we need truth, unadulterated truth. Amen, especially in this hour. We give you the praise and the glory. Lord, bind the hand of the enemy. Rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, Father, for total victory and for total power. And we give you the praise and the glory right now. We bless your name right now for what we're about to hear right now. And we thank you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody send God up a praise offering, man, right now. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Hallelujah, God. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10. And it says, to whom shall I speak? It's the Lord talking. He said, to whom shall I speak and give warning? And give warning that they may hear. I want you to circle that word, hear. That they may hear. Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. I want you to circle that. That their ear is uncircumcised. And they cannot hearken. Now notice that word hearken means to hear and obey. Not just hear, but to hear and obey. So he says, behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. I want to talk about this morning for a little bit, the uncircumcised ear. The uncircumcised ear. Before I go into what this word is actually saying, what the Lord is actually saying, I want to jump into John right quick. John chapter 10. Okay, John. We're gonna go. I'm gonna go back to both of these scriptures and allow God to enlighten us and to reveal some things to us. John chapter 10. Verses 3 through 5. John chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, to him the porter opened. Look at that word, porter. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Wow. Wow. Now, verse 4 says, and he putteth forth his own sheep. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know what? His voice. I want you to circle his voice both in verse 3 and in verse 4. Now, check out what verse 5 says. And a stranger will they not follow. I I think we need to circle all that this morning. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. Now, before I go into John, let's look what the Lord is saying back in Jeremiah. Beloved, I want you to grasp all of this morning. God is not talking to everybody. I don't know if you can hear me this morning. God is not talking to everybody. Notice what he says in verse 10. He says, to whom shall I speak? He's only speaking to those that can hear him. That's why the Bible says in Revelation, he that has an ear, let him hear. Actually, what Revelation is saying is he that has an circumcised ear, let him hear. Let him that has a circumcised ear hear. Because what a circumcised means is that there is spiritual impurity, or it refers to an uncircumcised ear as a heathen. We just talked about a heathen last night. So God says when you have an uncircumcised ear, you are referred to as a heathen. Stay with me this morning because we're going somewhere deep this morning. We got to deal with truth this morning. It says, to whom shall I speak and give warning? In other words, God can't speak to you. He can't give you a warning. Why? Because your ear is not circumcised to hear him. So you know how old folks say, they go at one ear and go out the other? That's what the word of God does when we're not circumcised. It go in one ear and go out the other. Because you haven't circumcised your spiritual ear to hear God, God is saying, yeah, it's like I'm speaking, but you deaf to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You are deaf to the Holy Ghost. And then we want to holler about God ain't speaking. No, it ain't the fact that God ain't speaking. It's the fact that your ear is uncircumcised and you can't hear him. And God is saying, therefore, my word cannot have a preeminence in your life. An uncircumcised ear is an ear that's trying to talk to flesh and talk to God at the same time. An uncircumcised ear means you still got a part in the world and you trying to play like you got a part with God. And God said, no, until you circumcise your ear, then we can talk. Come on here, somebody. Because right now it's just me talking and you not responding because your ear is not in a position to hear me. Oh, I wish somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God.
Ooh, Lord.
How about we talking this morning? Say, neighbor, has your ear been circumcised? Oh, it's quiet on the set this morning. Our ears must be circumcised so that we can be able to hear the voice of God. Come on, hear somebody. He says, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear, that they may hear. Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. In other words, you haven't cut flesh off completely. You still trying to listen to flesh and listen to God at the same time, and you wonder why God ain't talking to you like you want him to. He said, because you still got one ear in the world. Come on here, somebody. You still trying to hear what the devil's saying on the side. Glory to God. You ain't completely cut that off yet. That's why you can't hear me. I'm speaking, but you deaf because you haven't went. Because you haven't allowed me, thank you, Holy Ghost, to circumcise that part of you. Come on here, somebody.
Ooh, my goodness.
So we need to allow God to perform surgery on our ear, on our spiritual ear.
Yes, Lord.
Because I don't want nothing to interfere, God, with what you're saying to me. Come on here, somebody. I don't want to hear the voice. I just want to hear your voice. Come on here, somebody. And it says, and they cannot hearken. They can't hear and do. They can't hear and they can't do. And then it says, behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. When the word of God becomes a reproach, that word reproach means I don't like it. It's offensive. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ooh, God, it's offensive to me. Why he's saying that? Why are they talking about that? I don't like that. No, your spirit don't like it because your ear haven't been circumcised. Hallelujah. You got a dislike with the truth because your ear has not been spiritually put in a position to receive what God is saying. And that's the flesh talking. See, that's the flesh that don't like that because you haven't circumcised your ear to hear what God is saying. The word of the Lord is unto them a reproach, and they have what? No delight in it. Come on here, somebody. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, if you want to delight in the word of God, then allow God to circumcise your ear. Say, Lord, circumcise my spiritual ear. Lord, don't let my ear be uncircumcised. Come on, lift your hand and tell them, say, Lord, circumcise my ear, Lord. Circumcise me, God. Abo kon daraba. Say, circumcise my ear, God, so I can hear you like I need to. Hallelujah. So I can obey you like I need to. Come on here, somebody. See, that word hearken means to hear and to do. See, we got to get in that place where God circumcise our ear, then we can hear and do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Let's go to John. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the circumcised ear, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to John. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're gonna rock over there in John 10 and see what God says. Even further, John 10, beginning with verse 3. So it says, to him the porter opening. See, the porter is what allows the sheep to be fenced in. And so the porter only opens to the voice of the shepherd. So anytime God speaks, there should be an opening in our heart. Come on here, somebody. The voice of the Lord is based upon relationship. And the voice only becomes more familiar the more time we spend with him in relationship with him. Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. So God is saying, the reason why I'm calling you to prayer, the reason why I'm calling you to worship, the reason why I'm calling you to praise is so that you can become more familiar with my voice. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the more we pray to the Lord, the more familiar his voice will become to us? But we got to spend some time in prayer in order for that voice to become what? Familiar. Come on here, somebody. So I can recognize the voice of God so the devil won't trick me. Come on here, somebody. I got to have my praise life, my prayer life, and my worship life up to par So when the Lord do speak to me, I won't miss his voice. Oh, I wish somebody give God a praise right there. It says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear what? His voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know the more that God, that us and God spend time together in prayer, in worship, and in praise, then God begins to call us by name. He'll call us by our name. But you're not going to hear him call you by name if you ain't spending time in prayer, if you ain't spending time in worship, if you ain't spending time in praise. You're not going to hear him call you by name. Come on here, somebody. And he says, and leadeth them out. How many of you want the Lord to lead you this morning? How many of you need for God to lead you this morning? Come on and give God a praise if you need for God to lead you this morning. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise if you need for God to show you where to go. Come on, hit the mic. Because how many of you know that we as sheep, we don't know nothing. We are dumb when it comes to us being referred to as sheep, because they need a shepherd. Because they have no sense of direction. Come on, hear somebody. How many know that without the Lord leading us, we have no sense of direction? How many know if the Lord allow us to lead ourselves, that we'll get into a whole lot of trouble that we won't be able to get out of? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Tell your neighbor online. Say, neighbor, I need the Lord to lead me. Glory God. I need him to show me where to go. Amen. Because without him, amen, I don't know where I would end up. Glory to God. Amen. Without him, amen, I don't have no direction. I need him to lead me because he knows that which way is good for me. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Why are you thinking the Lord's prayer that the Lord said, lead us not into temptation, amen, but deliver us from evil? Lord, don't let me get into anything. Lead me not into temptation. In other words, God, show me, amen, the enemy scheme and tactic. Show me, God, amen, keep my path straight out by thunder. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another praise. Verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Amen. How many know that the Lord has already set the day out and that the Lord has already went before us? But if we don't hear him so that we can go in the path that he has for us, we'll miss him today. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't hearing the Holy Ghost. God says, the reason why I need to circumcise your ear, because I've already went before you. Amen. So I need you to be able to hear me so you can go in the path that I've already set forth for you today. Somebody give him another praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When you don't have a circumcised ear, you'll go anyway. Amen. Amen. You can't hear God. Amen. You just doing your own thing. You just doing your own thing. Hallelujah. You just going any way that you feel like going. Any way that you want to go. Amen. And God trying to speak to you, but his voice is deaf to you because you don't have an ear to hear him. And God is saying, let me give you an ear so that you won't get into something that you won't be able to get out of. How many of you know that the sheep get into all kind of stuff? Glory to God. When they can't hear their shepherd, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, hear me this morning. Hear me. Let me operate on your spiritual ear so that your ear don't be uncircumcised. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So my word don't be a reproach to you. So it don't be offensive to you. So you don't get mad at it. So you don't walk away from it. So I don't almost so cold yet about thunder. So that you don't be disobedient to it. So you don't end up falling into something that the enemy has already set up for you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. All right, your neighbor again. Say, neighbor, has your ear been circumcised? Hallelujah. Neighbor, can you hear God? Neighbor, do your ear still have a tie to the world? Neighbor, do your ear still have a tie to the flesh? Do your ear still have a tie to yourself? Because if your ear got that kind of tie, God is saying, it ain't that I ain't been speaking to you. I just need to have your ear. I just need to have your ear circumcised so you can be able to hear my voice. The Bible said, my sheep hear my voice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he says, he goeth before them. God has already went before you. He's already done some things for you. And God said, I'm trying to direct you in the path that I have for you so you don't fall into traps and you don't fall into the devices of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the sheep follow him. And the sheep follow him. The reason why they follow him, because they know his voice. They are familiar with his voice. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, I'm familiar with his voice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For they know his voice. That word know is more than just a head knowledge of the voice. That word know means an intimacy. They know his voice. Come on here, somebody. When you know the voice, that means that there's an intimacy between you and Yahshua. That can't nobody trick you when it comes to hearing God. Come on, Yaban. Hallelujah. And they know his voice. See, when you get to knowing his voice, let me tell you what happens. Look at verse 5. And a stranger will they not follow. See, any voice that is not his, you will not even give attention to it because you realize that that ain't God. Y'all. Woo, boy, y'all quiet this morning, but I'm glad y'all taking it in. Listen, there's so many strange voices out here that the only way you gonna know what voice is his is that you got to be full of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Spirit of God on the inside, and you got to have the real Holy Ghost right now. I'm not talking about, amen, all these fake tongues and whatnot that's roaming around, riding around. We got to have the true witness of God in this hour. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How you going to know you got the real thing, child of God, that it's going to bear witness to the truth? It's going to bear witness to his word. Come on here, somebody. Amen, because the Holy Ghost can't go against himself. He can't go against his word. So God says, how you going to know it's me? Because it's going to bear witness with my word. Come on here, somebody. And it's not going to take you out of my will for your life. Come on here, somebody. And a stranger will they not follow. I'm still trying to understand about the vaccine. How did so many of us get tricked by a strange voice? If the voice told you that it wasn't God, how did you hear a voice that said that it was? God is not the author of confusion. Come on here, somebody. So when we was in our prayer closet, who was we really hearing? Come on here, somebody. Because if we was in our prayer closet like we need to be, we would have heard God say, that is not me. Do not allow them to give you something that is going to kill you and separate you from me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That voice, if it said, oh, yeah, take the vaccine, that's me. That should have been a strange voice. Wait a minute, God. Is there any word to what you... Wait a minute. Where are you coming from? You got any word to back that up? Show me in the word where God ever used a vaccine to heal somebody. I'm going to wait here in my prayer closet till you bring me that word. I ain't coming out until you can. And if it's not you, say in the Lord, rebuke you and the blood prevails again. Get out of here. Because right here, he said, my sheep know my voice. It shouldn't have been no kind of confusion. Why? Because God is not the God of confusion.
Yes.
He's the God of peace. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, but this plague came to separate who is really my sheep and who say they my sheep. Come on here, somebody. Because those of us who are really belong to God, we know we heard God and we stood on God's word. And now the manifestation of what we said now is coming to pass. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So we must have knew who we was hearing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Hallelujah.
My beloved, you can't have no doubt in this hour who you hearing. Hallelujah. People are going to be hearing a lot of things. They're going to be hearing a lot of strange voices. Why? Because they got an uncircumcised ear. And the Bible even talks about having itching ears. Come on here, somebody. Their ears itching so bad, they want to hear something that's going to accommodate their flesh. Come on here, somebody. I want to hear something that's going to satisfy me. Come on here, somebody. I ain't trying to hear something that's going to satisfy the God in me. I'm trying to hear something that's going to satisfy the worldliness that's in me. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, separate your ear so you can hear me. Come on here, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Say, neighbor, I'm so glad my ear is circumcised. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God has circumcised my ear. Come on, hear somebody. God ain't got to keep tugging at me. God ain't got to keep pulling at me. When he called me one time, I answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't got to speak loud, neighbor. He can whisper and I can hear him. Come on, hear somebody. Why? Because he has given me a circumcised ear. Somebody give God the praise this morning. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The enemy is tricking a lot of folk. Oh, hear me, beloved. There's a distinction in the sound. What does 1 Corinthians say? There's a distinction when God speaks. Come on here, somebody. So if you don't hear that distinction in the voice of God, then the Bible says to do this in verse 5. He says, but we'll flee from him. Lord, have mercy. Speak, Holy Ghost, this morning. How many of you have children? How many of you tell your children, don't talk to who? Don't talk to strangers. Oh, God, get in here this morning, Holy Ghost. How many times do we tell our kids, don't talk to strangers?
Amen.
And how many of us get on our kids when we talk to strangers? And why do we tell them that? Because that's a voice they don't know. And it's a dangerous voice that can lead them where? Into our plots and things that they can't get out of. Because they children. They innocent. They don't know. Come on here, somebody. And God said, just like I put that in you in the natural as a parent, you got that from me because I am a good parent. I am what? The good shepherd. And you are what? The good sheep. You're innocent. You don't know nothing. But if you allow a stranger, amen, if you follow the voice of a stranger, he will lead you away from my voice. I wish somebody get hungry up in here this morning. Come on here, somebody. He will lead you into danger. He will lead you into deception. Come on here, somebody. And so God is saying, why you didn't pick that up when they were telling you that you needed a vaccine? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why you didn't recognize that there was a strange voice? Come on here, somebody. We gave more heed to the television than we did to God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Than we did to getting in prayer and saying, God, what do I need to do in this hour? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Can I brag on my God for a minute? Neighbor, let me tell you something. I'm looking so good right now. Glory to God. And let me tell you, I give all praises to him. Because if I wasn't listening to him, I could be in a slain like a whole lot of other folk. But I refuse to buy into the devil lies. Amen. When my shepherd spoke to me and he said, don't you do it, I didn't move. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Man. Yes, Lord.
I didn't care what nobody said.
That's right. Amen.
I stood on what the Lord said. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we need to be shouting if you stood on what God said. Amen. Sometimes you got to let go of your family. Sometimes you got to let go of jealous folks. Sometimes you got to let go of folks that ain't hearing God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
They may talk about you, but let them talk. Come on, hear somebody. But while they talking, God's going to be blessing. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
They told you that the first vaccine will work. Then they find out that vaccine needed another vaccine. Because that first vaccine wasn't strong enough. So they gave out another vaccine. That was called the booster. Come on here, somebody. To boost up the virus in your system.
Come on.
But let me tell you where the virus started from. It started from disobedience. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It started from us having an uncircumcised ear.
Yes, Lord.
It started from us touching unclean things. And God was saying, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Oh, God. It started from us not living holy. We stopped living holy for God. And this is why the plagues came. This is why the disease is here. And you can't call it back because God is saying, I'm giving you over to your filth. I'm giving you over to what you wanted. You wanted that more than me, so I'm giving you over to what you want. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I know it's quiet on the line right now. But God is saying, if you haven't taken the virus, you got a chance to repent. You got a chance, amen, to get it right with God. You got a chance, amen, to get back in the grace of God. Why? Because grace is getting ready to run out. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God is saying, you better be reading the handwriting on the wall. The handwriting is on the wall. Revelations ain't coming. Revelations is here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You can't believe the president because he's being used by the devil and he only got a short time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's on assignment. Amen. To this, to bring forth, amen, the plans and the laws of the new world order to the fullest degree while he's alive. Let me tell you something. And the reason why he got a woman as the vice president is because when he died, look, she going to take over. And she going to be worse than Biden. Come on here, somebody. But let me tell you who she going to try to empower. All the ungodly and all of those who are against God, she going to try to empower them. But when she do, God, Yahshua HaMashiach, is going to crack the sky. And when he cracks the sky, he's coming for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I feel this in my Holy Ghost spirit. He said, decree it, boy. You better be looking to the word. You better be looking to the Holy Ghost. You better be looking to the sky because God is soon to come back.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
So not only do we have a virus, but now we got the monkeypox. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And the monkeypox ain't just a monkey. That monkey is a gorilla. Come on here, somebody. He may start off on you as a monkey, but he's going to grow into a gorilla. And I'm talking about quick. Come on here, somebody. God is allowing us to come because we won't repent and get on our face to God and get back with God. And if we try to look for the answer, God is saying the answer is in me. Come on here, somebody. I'm the answer. Amen. Hallelujah. There ain't no other answer. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now, to those of you who are supposedly to be saved and you online, amen, I want to ask you this morning, What led you to a strange voice? Amen. When the Bible says we're supposed to be fleeing strange voices. How is it that we heard not to take it, and you got in prayer and you heard to take it? How did you not know that that was a strange voice? Come on here, somebody. How did you not recognize that the devil tricked you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
My people know my voice, and a stranger, they don't follow.
Hey, Shabobo, Koko, Tororo, Sandala, where was your Holy Ghost when you was in prayer? Where was the Holy Spirit when you were in prayer? He was telling us, do not believe the lie.
Come on.
I don't know how familiar you are with public enemy, but he said, don't believe the hype. Come on here, somebody. We don't believe the hype.
Yes, Joshua.
We shouldn't believe the hype. We should have went into prayer and said, Lord, don't let me receive nothing that ain't you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This virus ain't real, y'all. But let me tell you, the vaccine that they put in your body is real. Come on here, somebody. And it got a chip in it. Glory to God. That's why they're going to cut your money off soon, because they're not going to be worried about this. Let me tell you, the money has already lost its value. That's why they're giving it to us. Don't get stuck on the money. Glory to God, use it to invest so you can become wealthy. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Speak the truth. Father, I'm okay.
But what good is money and you ain't got your soul? Come on here, somebody. The Bible says, what would it profit a man if he gained the world and lose his soul? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
You rich, but you miserable. Amen. You got money, but you in hell on earth. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you don't have the one thing that God gave you that both God and the enemy is after. But let me tell you something. If you done took the vaccine, you done already gave the devil your soul, but you might not know it. But listen to the prophet of God this morning. We've been tricked.
That's right.
Let me tell you what Malcolm said before they took him out. Amen. And they used his own kind to do it. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they couldn't do it.
Right.
Wow.
Come on.
He said, you've been hoodwinked. You've been led astray.
That's right.
You've been run amok. Come on here, somebody. He was trying to tell us. But we had uncircumcised ears at the time. And we still believe it in a house that's called white. Come on, speak, Holy Ghost. He said it's not called the White House for nothing. It's called the White House because exclusively they have excluded us from the house.
Come on.
Why you want to be a part of a house that don't want you? Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Yeah. My God.
What more do they got to do to prove to us we don't want you?
Come on now.
But somebody might want to say, well, they got us in there. They got us in there for decorations. Amen. To make them look good. That's what you put ornaments on a Christmas tree for. For decorations. But they don't run nothing. We need to get our own house together. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But we got too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Everybody want to be a chief, but where you go lead us? Glory to God. Amen. Has God spoken to you anything? If I'm going to follow you, where you trying to take me to? Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Ain't you tired of empty promises? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
When God raised up somebody, he gives vision. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. That's the word.
You talking about you got a vision, but you ain't got no insight, no discernment. You can't see nothing. How many know that the Bible says that if both the people be blind, they both fall in the ditch? Come on, somebody. How can the blind lead the blind least? They both fall in the ditch. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Blind can't lead the blind.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have something in order for me to follow. Come on here, somebody.
Right. Government, he blind. Come on now.
And they lead people into the ditch. Come on here, somebody. Because they done heard a strange voice that ain't God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord spoke something in my spirit and said, I want to close it with this. And he spoke it to me all the way back. He said, the poor you will have with you always. I didn't call everybody to be wealthy. I didn't call everybody to have prosperity. He said, the poor, you will have with you always. I said, okay, God, what are you saying? He said, the reason why I'm telling you this is because everybody not going to believe my report. Everybody not going to believe my word. Everybody not ready to come out of poverty. Everybody not ready to come out of their circle. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, come on.
And he took me back to when Judas was trying to trick the disciples because he didn't want the woman with the alabaster box because he realized how much it was worth, how much the oil in the box was worth. Now notice what the devil said out of Judas. He said, no, don't spend that on the Lord. Let's save that.
That's just what he said.
For the poor. Somebody.
Wow.
He didn't care about the poor at all. He just didn't want the Lord to get no glory.
That's right.
And why you think the enemy is telling you to hold on to your finances?
Come on.
Oh, you need to save that. Save it for who? Who am I going to give it to that has more value than the Lord? Come on here, somebody. Why you think the Bible says buy the truth? Buy the truth. Don't just window shop.
All right.
Sow into it.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sow into it so God can bless you. Come on here, somebody. Sow into it so God can change your situation.
Yes,
ain't you ready to come out? Yes. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, hallelujah.
How God going to give you more if you ain't got room enough for more? Come on here, somebody. You got to give what you got so God can give you what he got. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but God wants you to be blessed. God wants to bring you out of where you at into a greater blessing that he has for your life. And how many know that the greater will come till we obey God? Come on here, somebody. Blessings follow obedience. Come on here, somebody. And as soon as you obey God, God is going to turn your whole situation around. We can't worry about what nobody else is doing. God said, this is for you. Because the poor, we're going to have with us always. Everybody not going to believe the word. Everybody not going to obey the word. But as many as obey him, glory to God,
amen.
Those are the ones that's going to see the blessing of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahshua.
The Lord said being poor is a mindset. Hear me this morning, beloved. It's a mindset. If your heart ain't right and you get $1 million and you still got the mindset that you have, guess what? That money ain't going to last you 2 days. Are you hearing me?
Amen. Amen.
Because you're not going to allow God to tell you what to do with it.
Come on.
Why do you think the Bible said, blessed are the poor in spirit?
Spirit, yep.
Because the only way that you can be revived is that you got to allow God to change your spirit. And when you realize that your spirit ain't poor, then you can begin to operate in the natural. Why? Because the Bible says he became poor that we might become rich.
Rich, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
So God is saying, until you realize what I've done for you in the spirit, you still gonna have a poor mentality. The poor you will have with you always. But God said, you're not gonna have me with you always. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that God is about to take his spirit out the earth?
Hallelujah.
I don't know if y'all with me this morning. I'm going to close with this. Don't get left down here.
Amen.
God is saying, let me circumcise your ear.
Hallelujah.
So you don't miss me. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your great name. While the Spirit of God is still moving, come on in, my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
To the sound of my voice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hearken to the sound of my voice. It don't do no good if you heard God. You know, some of us do hear God, but we don't act on what we heard. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's the use of the man of God or the woman of God coming to you, giving you divine revelation, prophetic God, and then you don't act on it?
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Too many
times
we're not acting on the word of God, praise God. That's why I'm glad the man of God brought out that hearken don't just mean to listen.
Because
anybody can sit there and listen. Did you hear what I said? I heard what you said. I heard you. You know how you say it with that, I heard you. Praise God. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I didn't say I was going to do what you said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come to church every Sunday. A lot of people go to church every Sunday, sit there and laugh when the preacher talking about them. Glory to God.
Wow.
He got me down. He got me down. It's like he's looking in my window. Oh, God. Let me get my feet out the aisle. He's having a on my toes. And then we go out and do the same thing.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we have now hearkened. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ain't cut that extra meat away.
Woo!
When you got little boys, praise God, the doctor will tell you, hey, man, I'm not saying if you're Jewish or if you're a Christian or Muslim, I don't know what your religion is, but for medical purposes, I'm going to ask that you circumcise that little boy, because if you don't, if you leave that flesh, hallelujah, over his head, praise God, an infection can happen. Oh, y'all, hallelujah, an infection.
Woo.
Place. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's why a lot of people, amen, ain't moving forward. Hallelujah. Because they're hearing from God, but they haven't been circumcised and they're becoming infected. Hallelujah. Praise God. They infected. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to cut it away. I had an uncle. He was 22 years old when he finally got circumcised. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, because when he became sexually active, he kept thinking he had an STD, but he didn't. He was just, he had an infection, hallelujah, amen, because of the extra skin. So when we become active in the world, hallelujah, when we get out there in the world, praise God, amen, and we trying to hear from God, we can't operate with that extra flesh. Hallelujah, we got to cut it away, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on today. Hallelujah, praise God. God said, who can I talk to? Hallelujah.
Oh.
Who can I talk to? They ain't hearing me. Hallelujah. And if they hear me, they ain't acting on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the revelation of God on today. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for the man of God on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for the revelation, amen, that you dropped into our hearts and souls on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to not only hear, but to act on your word on today. Glory to God. And we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the doors that you're opening for us, Lord. And help us to walk through those doors. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We lift up the man of God to you today. Hallelujah. We lift up his family to you today. Hallelujah. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to mold him and save him, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you're doing in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God on today. We thank God, hallelujah, for that word.
Amen.
Hearken. Hallelujah. Act on what the Lord, hallelujah, is telling you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That's why you got to meditate on the word of God day and night. That's why the Bible kept saying, he told Joshua, meditate on my word. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. David said, meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Hallelujah. That way when that other voice come in. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I got too much word in me for you to come in here and try to, amen, reverse what God got going on. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord. But Lord, say this, amen. Quit trying to get other people to understand the revelation I gave you.
Say that again.
Remember, Peter was the only disciple that had the revelation, hallelujah, that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Glory to God, hallelujah. He didn't just get it just then, praise God, but he didn't share it with nobody, amen, until the time was right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Other people ain't going to understand your revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Remember Joseph? I had a dream.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody's not going to agree with your dream. If I'm not in your dream and I'm not on the side of you or ahead of you, praise God. Hallelujah. You just dreaming to me. That was just a dream. Praise God. I ain't trying to hear what you're talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. And, you know, some people are stubborn, the Lord say. The Lord reminded me right now. Some people are stubborn. When I first got back saved.
Oh, come on.
Hallelujah. When I first got back saved, the Lord said, quit your job where I was working at the time. Quit your job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I began to tell some other ministers this revelation. They say, I don't think God would tell you that. Hallelujah. Let me take it in the word. They say, amen, when Peter, James, John, hallelujah, and Andrew were on the boat, hallelujah, and they got the biggest catch they ever got in their lives. They left it all behind to follow him. Praise God. To a man named Levi. He didn't say nothing to Levi. Glory to God. Read the Bible. Go look. He ain't say nothing to Levi. That's Matthew. Hallelujah, praise God. He ain't say nothing to him. He was a tax collector. He was collecting his taxes, doing his job. Jesus passed by, the Bible says. And the Bible says Levi left everything to follow him. Praise God, hallelujah. And even when you show it to him in Scripture, now this is when I walk away from you. I ain't going to lie. I walk away from it. Hallelujah. I'm done discussing it. We can talk about something else. Hallelujah. Even when you throw it through a description, they say, I still don't think that's what God told you. Praise God. Well, God bless you. Hallelujah. What about the Knicks? Who they drafted this year? They got a good center. Because I'm done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm done trying to get you to see what God, hallelujah, showing me. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on today for that word. Hallelujah. Hearken to it. Hallelujah. Act on it on today. Praise God. Incline your ear to hear. Praise God. Incline it. Hallelujah. You got to make yourself hear some things. Praise God. You got to make yourself get up and do some things. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Praise God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on today. We want to open the line up real quick. If you have any testimonies, prayer requests, comments, words of encouragement, now, hallelujah, would be the time. The phone line is open. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On this afternoon. Bless the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Elder Andre and First Lady and Apostle Curry and First Lady Tiana. Praise the Lord. God is good. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing in it. Because you know what? There's so many people been sick, and I thank God that he had kept me and my family. And I thank God for being obedient, because you know what? I didn't obey what the government said. I obeyed what God said.
Amen.
Keep the people's mind is stayed on him. And I thank God, because Bishop taught us, keep our mind on God. Keep our mind on Yahshua. And stay in the word, stay faithful. And I thank God for being faithful to it. Because a lot of people talk the truth, but they don't walk the walk. You know, you can't just be a hearer of God's word. You also got to be a doer. It goes together. You can hear the word. It comes in your ear. The devil snatch what you heard. But I thank God for his keeping power. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for me, teaching me to be obedient. Because a lot of people are not obedient. They hear the word every day and they don't believe the word. But you know what? You'd rather believe a lie than believe the truth.
That's
why God said many people don't want me. They just want my blessings. They just want what I can do for them.
Wow.
Well, what can we do for God?
That part.
Obey him.
Amen.
He gives instructions to us through his word and through the men and women of God.
Amen.
That's why he tells us many are called, but few are chosen. And we're dealing with the chosen vessels, because the chosen vessels are the only one going to stand.
Thank you, Lord.
Because they're the only one hearing from God, because they're the only one listening. Everybody ain't
listening. Hallelujah.
It's going in one ear, coming out the another, but I thank God. I thank God for Apostle. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
I thank God for Brother Andre. I thank God for you guys staying faithful.
Amen.
Because see, when the leader's faithful, he teaches us how to be faithful. But when the hands messed up, the body's messed up.
Come on.
But I just thank God for good, strong men of God, of Yahshua, because everybody ain't strong. A lot of people are so weak. The government is, my friends call me, I said, if you can't tell me nothing about God, don't you come tell me about what the president say or none of that, because I'm not under their laws. You
come on here,
them, that's your, but I'm following Yahshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
That's who I'm following. That's who I'm obeying. It's him, because he told me keep his commandments.
Amen.
And that's what I'm standing on. I'm standing on his word. And that's what's going to keep us. Standing on his word, obeying him, obeying the leaders. They are overseers God put over us. So if they tell us to do something, we're supposed to do what they say. Because they're under God's leadership. They're under the Yahshua's over them. God learned a long time ago, you make Yahshua the Lord of your life, then you won't have to worry about nothing. He going to take care of you. Your offspring going to take care of your congregation. He going to take. But we all got to be on one accord.
Amen.
And we got to, like my father said a long time ago, you can't be a chief if you don't know how to be an Indian.
Come on.
Yeah. How you going to lead someone you don't know how to follow yourself?
Woo!
And I'm a giver. I love giving to the Lord. I cry if I can't have get done to get up out, get to the man of God. I cry like a baby.
Amen.
I got an offer for you, Bishop. When you can come get it, I got an offer for you.
Amen. Amen.
God's been good to me. I'm a living testimony.
Yay, testify, daughter. Hallelujah.
Glory. I'm a living testimony. I'm living by the grace of God. God wakes me up every night. God wakes me up praying for the men and women of God. I pray for the leaders. And I say, God, why you give me that? He said, I gave you that because you're a warrior for the leaders.
Mm. Wow.
Some people standing for anything, but I'm standing for only for Yahshua. For Yahshua, I live, for Yahshua, I die. And I'm real with it because I was a gangbanger out there. I didn't care about nobody and nothing but me. But Yahshua told me how to love. He taught me how to love, unconditional love. Many people say they love you, but you tell you love me, but you don't show it to me.
Mm.
I might not be perfect, but I'm trying to live the best I know how. And I'm holding on to Yahshua. I told Apostle, I'm with you till the wheels fall off, and I mean what I say.
Amen. Amen.
Some people say it, but they done fell off already. The wheels done fell off already, but not me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be with you till the wheel. I'm going to be with you and TT till the wheels fall off.
Amen.
And I mean that. We're going to go up in glory together.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He good. And I just want to encourage the people, just stay faithful. Listen to the men and women of God that's speaking for God. They speaking.
Thank you.
God told me, I'm speaking. I remember when the rich man, when he died, he wanted Father Abraham to send him back so he could talk to his brothers. No, your brothers, the apostles, are here. The prophets are out here speaking.
They hear him.
And you open your eyes up in hell, it'll be too late.
Amen. Amen.
So wait till you get what you can get now. That'll run like Apostle told us, run. I'm running.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I was just in the doctor's office, and I had a dollar follow-up appointment, and I had the word on in there.
Yes.
I have it on in there. I know they heard it. They need to hear
it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is good, but I love you guys, and just keep praying for me and my family, and I keep you guys in prayer, and be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Jackie on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. On this afternoon, praise God. Hallelujah. And that's right, Sister Jackie. Put it on speakerphone. Let them all hear. Praise
that's
God.
What
hallelujah.
I did.
Hallelujah. You'll be surprised how many people will stop and pay attention. What that you listening to? That's a podcast? Oh, yeah, it is. Matter of fact, it's the prayer line, really. You can call in if you want to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for Sister Jackie on today. Praise God. She says she rocking with you to the real fall off, Apostle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But luckily for you, you just got a new set of ties. Glory to God.
Yeah, I'm glory to God. We rolling.
Fast lane.
Amen.
Praise God. And got two spares just in case. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. We thank God on this evening, on this afternoon. Anybody else got a testimony, prayer request? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Comment on today. Amen.
Can you come down tomorrow, Apostle?
Yeah, amen. I can. Yeah, I can come down. I can come down today. Did you want me to come today or tomorrow?
No, tomorrow, because I'm finna meet with my owner right now, and I'll be with him all day doing this apartment.
Okay.
So come down tomorrow, because I got an offer for you.
Okay.
All right. Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. Peace Amen. And blessings, God.
Amen. And speaking of offering, praise God, if any of you out there want to sow a donation into the ministry, praise God, hallelujah, amen. That information, amen, is on your screen, praise God. If you want to reach, amen, Apostle Curry, his number is right there in the information box, hallelujah. You can call him personally, amen. Or if you just want to, amen, call and ask for information about, hallelujah, the ministry itself. Praise God. You can contact either one. one of us, you can contact Apostle Curry at 562-542-7794, or you can contact myself at 817-217-3222. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're here to talk off the line. Amen. Praise God. Prayer requests. You can text if you want. If you want to tell you got a prayer request, you want to text, you don't really want to talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like, I'm one of them people, I don't really like to talk that much, so I text a lot. Hallelujah. If you one of them people, go and text it. Amen. Elder, can you pray for me about this? Apostle, can you pray for me about that? Amen. Praise God. We will reply. Hallelujah to your text as well. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. The email information is also available. Praise God, in the information box. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. We don't want you to forget about Morning Glory. Praise God, hosted by our very own Apostle Elder Nate Curry. Amen. That's every morning at 6 o'clock a.m. If you're over there on the West Coast, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock. I'm sorry. Did I say that right? 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, 6 o'clock Midwest. So it's 9 o'clock over here. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
At 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And hallelujah. That's in the morning. Join Morning Glory. Praise God. Help that to become one of the number one gospel shows in the country, morning shows in the country. Praise God. Wake up. Hallelujah. God in your life and take him as your day goes on. That way you get to go to sleep with the Lord, wake up with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Elder Andre, if I want to send you an offering, how do you have a Cash App?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Do you have an Apple Cash?
No, I don't.
You don't? I'm gonna have to see who got a Cash App. So yeah, I want to send you an offer. I'm gonna send you an offering too.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'm gonna find out who got. You know, I'm trying to bless the men of God. I'm trying to stay blessed.
Amen.
When that blessing come my way, I got to bless. Okay,
amen.
So I'm gonna see who got a Cash App. See if one of my grandkids and them got one. So I got an Apple Cash.
Apple Cash? No, I don't have an Apple anything.
Yeah, I got to see if my granddaughter tell me. I asked her, Shasha, she showed me how to do stuff. So I asked her, can I send it that way? But she might tell me just get your what's her name and then send it that way. So I'll let you know. I'll let you know if she helped me do it.
Okay. All right.
God
bless you. God bless
you for that. Yeah. We getting the word from both places on you and Apostle. That devil. That's
a
blessing.
We in a handicap match right now. He ain't got nobody to tag in.
I want to say something to people who don't pay tithes and don't give offerings. You're missing your blessings.
Amen.
God blesses me. Every time I give some, I get a devil blessing. God blesses me. I'm telling you, giving, you can't be God-given.
Amen.
You want to see the Lord bless? You want to see the Lord bless? Pay your tithe and give an offering.
Amen.
And sow seeds.
Yeah.
Not worried about sowing seeds. Seeds is, I mean, you know, people, they don't realize it. When you measure God, he put measures on you. So I don't put measures on you. So when I find out, when I get somebody to send it for me, I'll send you something, Brother El Andre.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Jackie, for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all, Sister Jackie, always on time. She be early. I'll be setting up, and she already on there sometimes. Glory to God.
I'll be getting on
sometimes
30 minutes early.
I'm like, I ain't even on here. She already out here.
Yeah.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God. She be ready for the word. Glory to God. If she ain't online, praise God, she be watching it on YouTube or either Facebook.
Yep.
She gonna make sure she get that word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
She don't care who preaches. Hallelujah.
Okay,
you know, you go to church, you got picky members. If so-and-so preaching today, I'm going to stay home and watch me some T.D. Jakes then, because I don't pray God. Hallelujah. But Sister Jackie show up, she don't care who preaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She ready to get the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for Sister Jackie on today. Amen. Praise God. I've been knowing Sister Jackie since we was doing. I know she's known our apostle a long time, but at least a year now. Hallelujah. Since we did the revival, it just won't stop. Praise God. Praise God. And she was on every night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it was the night she got on us. She was like, y'all know I need that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So
sometimes I'll be on, I don't say nothing because I got my grandbaby and she kind of wild. So I can't even talk, but she talks loud and I just put it on mute and just hear the word. One day I missed it and I turned it on. You can't sleep at night, cut it on. It rocks you to sleep. I have it on. I play it. Sometimes I play it all night long. I rewind it back and over. I'm still listening to some old ones back when we was on the prayer line. With mother now, I still listen to them.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's one thing about the word.
It's a blessing that you can go back and hear it. It's a blessing you can go back and hear it. Because sometimes you really can't, there's nothing on it, nothing else to hear. Nothing else to watch. That's true. So that's why I just go back and read. If when y'all ain't on, I'll go back and rewind YouTube and find some old messages.
Amen.
Amen. That's a blessing right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it ain't nobody else, amen. Sister Jackie doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for her. We thank God that we able to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The word is timeless. It's out there now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's out there now. Long after we dead and gone, it's, you know, that word going to still be out there.
Amen.
I was
reading
about
it
the other day. We are here to stay.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. The word is in the earth now, and it ain't going nowhere. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Technology ain't always on the devil's side. Hallelujah.
Nope.
Hallelujah, because what the enemy meant for bad, God can always use for good. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he can always
yes, he can.
Turn it around.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
so we thank God for that. We thank God for the apostle, praise God, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, bringing a good word once again on today. Hallelujah, amen. We got to hearken to the sound of the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah,
yes.
Praise God. Amen. Like we said, if you want to sow, you know how to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember, we're here the second night through the sixth night. Hallelujah. Amen. Five nights a week. Praise God. We are here bringing the word of God in more than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. So join us here, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock. Central, I'm sorry, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central, hallelujah, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time at 9 p.m. Praise God. Join us here, amen, for more than an hour of power. Come get the overflow. Praise
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. It's always going to be a little more than an hour. Hallelujah, some power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to join us for that. Like I said, don't forget about morning glory. Hallelujah, every morning. Hallelujah, praise God. And, of course, we hear every Saturday, every Sabbath day. Hallelujah, every seventh day. Amen, for our seventh-day service. Amen, out of the mouth of God ministry. We've had a less time in the Lord on today. Amen. I want to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on today. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Praise God, man of God. Amen. Amen. I want to thank everyone, amen, that tuned in today. Amen. God is truly a good God. Amen. Let's be obedient to the Spirit of God. Amen. Thanking God for giving us a circumcised ear.
Yeah.
That's why when we talk to certain folk and they don't respond to the word, it's because their ear ain't circumcised. Amen. They got an uncircumcised ear. They still got a part in the world. They still tied to flesh. So their ear can't hear nothing. Amen. But thank God that we got ears and we can hear. What did Yahshua tell the disciples? You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. You have a heart, but you don't understand. Amen. And see, that's why it's so important to allow God to circumcise all those things so that we can be able to see and hear and understand what he's saying.
Amen.
So we give God praise on today. I'm so happy in my spirit. Amen. Why? Because God is so good. To those who are online right now, I just want to tell you, it is God's will for us to be rich and have wealth.
Amen. Amen.
That's why we have a different mindset. That's why God separated us from our families, because they didn't have the vision that God gave us.
Yes.
And we were willing to do some things that they weren't willing to do. Come on here, somebody. And so when you're willing to obey God, then God will cause you to be a recipient of his wealth. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and close us out. If no one has anything else they want to add in to the word. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory this morning. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for transforming our minds, God. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you said that will not return to you void, but accomplish that which you sent out to do. Thank you tonight, this morning, God, that your word did just that. We give you the praise and the glory, Lord. We honor you this morning, God.
Yeah.
And we thank you, God, for your word. Thank you that we are your sheep, God, and we hear your voice. Thank you, Lord, that the voice of a stranger we do not follow. We flee from it.
Thank you, Lord.
That word flee means to run with fear from it. Yeah. We give you the praise and the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to bind the hand of the enemy and rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost power. Thank you, Lord God. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Until the next meeting, God, of your people, keep us in your keeping power. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the hands of our dear brother.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Amen. And like the apostle said, amen. We'll see y'all next time on behalf of First Lady and myself, on behalf of the Perry family, amen. We will see y'all next time. And throughout the day, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on today. Glory to God. And he's a living testimony in my life. We'll see y'all next time.
Come on, man. If I worship God, you gonna break me out, neighbor. If I worship God, I the burden can't stay on me. If I worship God, hallelujah, the yoke can't be around my neck. It got to go. He mad over Sandalabasando. The saints of God are glad. God is there rejoicing. Why? Because it is broken. Somebody give God a
hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor right quickly. Say, neighbor, give the devil his burden back. Don't be carrying that that don't belong to you. Hallelujah. Tell that. Say, neighbor, give the devil back his burden. You ain't got no nothing. Then something has to break. It can no longer remain the same. His burden will be lifted from off your shoulders. Come on, listen. The first place you gonna feel the anointing is in your shoulders. Hallelujah. Your shoulders is gonna feel lighter. Your shoulders are gonna feel lighter.
Might as well put your hands together.
break me, try to pick me up, but under days on the side. That I thought of tonight. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So big old step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? Wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it. I guess he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his grace. Only do it. He said he would.
So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't pick me there again. Cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting.
I need it with the Lord, save me from my weaknesses.
Cause they're always on time.
Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine.
Only do it, said he would.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Only do it,
I guess he will.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that. The greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time.
Worth saving, so you came and changed my life. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I wasn't done for.
Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Everything. of Revelation, uh-huh, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. But God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Yes, get ready for the revolution. What you need?
Try to buzz me, but they can't break me, 'cause I'm down with Christ. Dog shot it.